Blog Talk Radio.
Life changed when you famous. I remember back before the change, we was nameless. Went through stages just to hop on new stages. Open up your eyes, man, they only entertain. And I cannot sell my soul. And I cannot sell my soul. And I cannot sell my soul. And I cannot sell my soul.
Jesus framed my soul.
And I cannot sell my soul. I've been at the top shining like a light pole. And I'm just a product of whatever I was raised in. Money sanctified, so I gotta say it again. They said I was mad at the Grammys, but I'm looking at my Grammy right now. Put up on yay, and I said they don't understand me. I just want my dog to pipe down. Cause when you really came from the trenches, you was raised in the trenches. You felt like you trailblazed for the trenches. I hope God can forgive me for the days that I was sinning. The truth is only what you get away with, huh?
Y'all these lying here.
That's why a lot of these be faking, huh? Made it through the trials and tribulations, huh? Yeah, yeah.
Well, here goes. I was one of them weirdos with a pure soul that would go to the flea market to buy fake clothes. Every color jabos, every cutlass is cold, every cousin is stole. Every summer was cold, out of all of the molds, out of all of the folks, after all of the jokes, I'm the one that was chose. All of my friends love the gangbang. How we in my car and you say we ain't in the same lane. When we both had pellies on and we was scamming for the prom before Chief Chief was bang bang. Always had mob ties, sit on my 6 points. How could I not rise? Love, truth, peace, freedom, justice, but I'm not five. This outside, and we outside. 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 And for all the guys, I went to the White House and set free the old man. Every day I put my life on the line to feed the whole clan. Personal worth is not what a person is worth. I could give a dollar to every person on earth. Man, it's gotta be God's plan. Man, I swear these boys keep playing. We gon' have to square up then. We gon' have to send it 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 up then. My favorite place to send it. It ain't how it used to be. Just a new me, so get used to me. It ain't how I used to be. Just a new me, so get used to me. Looking in the mirror is the truth for me. Looking at my kids is the proof for me. Devil get behind me, I'm loose, I'm free. Father, Holy Spirit, let loose on me. Father, I'm yours exclusively. Devil get behind me, I'm loose, I'm free. Father, Holy Spirit, let loose on me. Father, I'm yours exclusively. Devil, get behind me, I'm loose, I'm free. Devil, get behind me, I'm loose, I'm free.
The truth is only what you get away with, huh?
Get away,
my truth,
oh, yeah,
my truth.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods.
Hey, what's going on, Kalam? Man, how you doing today, brother?
Everything's good, J-Rock. Everything's looking beautiful. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great, man. Just in this kitchen, man, doing a little paint, you know, trying to do a little remodeling, you know.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, man, trying to do something to keep myself busy in my spare time, you know.
For sure. It's got to.
This is actually like therapeutic for me, you know what I'm saying? It's like a therapy
right.
for me. Yeah.
I dig it.
For real, man. Yeah, so what's good with you, man? Shit. I'm wonderful, like I said, I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great, and I can't complain at all. Can't complain. What about yourself, guy?
Real. I'm having a pleasant good day. Can't complain. You know, everything going smooth. You know, I'm glad we back on the shows, you know, getting straight to it, getting straight to the business, to the commerce, I should say.
Righteous. Hey, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I was going over some of them documents last night, and I was thinking about what we had read the other day. And I said, man, we got to get on those federal rules of civil procedures, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, sir.
Especially that Rule 8, because Rule 8 for sure break down, you know, exactly how to handle yourself in these courtrooms. And
exactly.
Yeah, I was going over a show yesterday on exactly Rule 8. And I was just like, man, they broke it down so wonderfully, you know. It made me just sit there and study it for a while. And I said, you know what, man, it's going to be one of those days where we're going to have to talk about break down these rules and get back into that for sure.
Nah, no doubt. And that's Rule 8. What's that dealing with here, summary?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me pull it up. And that's basically the procedures. It's general rules of general rules of pleading.
Got it.
General rules of pleading. So it's basically when you either you're on offense or defense. You know, it's an offensive side and a defensive side. So either side, you want to make sure that you plan it the way that you plan it in that courtroom. So, you know. But hey, man, today is it's Health Tuesday, you know.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna kind of say that little information for, you know what I'm saying,
Sunday or something.
Yeah, for Sunday, you know, and we'll go over something like that on Sunday. So, you know, I see you put something in the chat, brother. What all did you put in there?
Okay, yeah. So we put in some stuff, and the show is about dementia. Today on Health Tuesday. Yes, sir.
Right.
You know, and just clearing up the air on what we think about dementia, because, you know, when we hear dementia, you know, a lot of us in our minds might actually picture an elderly lady or an elderly male, you know, who can't remember something. And
right.
To be honest, it's young people out here with dementia.
Man, what you said, what you said, brother. I ain't gonna lie to you. I see a lot of people with it, man, especially when they smoking this toxic weed, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, like, sir.
Man, they get it all the time. I know it. I used to be like that. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah, you know, I noticed, like, I was having memory loss.
Yeah.
And, but, man, go ahead with it, you know? Not to cut you off, you know.
No, you good. You can put your input in everything. So, yeah, we could go straight into it. Hop right inside of the private chat.
Okay.
Right, and we see the first word is dement, right? D-E-M-E-N-T. And it says to drive mad, bring to a state of dementia. Now obsolete or archaic, but for the past participle, adjective, demented, 1540s, probably from French dementor, from late Latin dementer, to drive out of one's mind, from stem of Latin demens, out of one's senses, insane, raving, foolish, distracting, wild, reckless, a less technical term than insanitas, from phrase dement, from d, from, away, from, cd, ment, ablative of men's mind, from pi root men, to think, also from 1540s. Yeah, and that was the definition of dement, you know, to drive mad, you know, to drive out of one's mind. You
right.
Know, people be like, you out of your mind, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Big facts.
So we're going to go back into the private chat. And the next word is dementia. Right? And it says, dementia, now, extremely low condition of mental function, mental incapacity, 1806, from Latin dementia, madness, insanity, literally a being out of one's mind, from dement, stem of demens, mad, raving, see, dement, abstract noun, suffix ia. It existed earlier in an English form, dementi, 1520s, from French demens, especially in reference to senile dementia, the failure of mind which occurs in old age, 1822. Dementia, praecox, for what now would be called schizophrenia, is a modern Latin form recorded from 1899 in English, 1891 in German, from French demence, praecox, 1857. See precocious. So that was the definition for dementia. And like it says, extremely low condition of mental function, mental incapacity. And we went over a show talking about capacity and incapacity, right? And that's
right.
A good show to go look into, because you have to have the capacity, you know, to represent yourself, the mental capacity to represent yourself inside the court of law. So if you're claiming disabilities, right, you do not want to, if you want to represent yourself in the future, don't claim dementia, because it's literally out of one's mind.
Right.
So.
Right.
So we're going to go back into the private chat again. And let's get into the word mental. Right. And it says mental, adjective, early 15th century in of or pertaining to the mind, characteristic of the intellect, from late Latin, mentalis, of the mind. So we see mental is the mind as well, just to put that out there. And it says, from Latin, mens, genitive, mentis, mind, from pi root, men, to think. In Middle English, also of the soul, spiritual, from 1520s, as done or performed in the mind. Meaning crazy, deranged, is by 1927. Probably from combinations such as mental patient, 1859, mental hospital, 1891. Mental health is attested by 1803. Mental illness by 1819. Mental retardation by 1904. Right, and that was mental, and it says of or pertaining to the mind. Right, and we know the mind and the soul is basically one,
right?
Right, it's the same, one and the same. And that's why we're going to go into these other two words, which is psyche, right? Real quick, we'll go into psyche real quick. We're not going to go too deep into this because it's on our previous show. Psyche,
right.
Noun, 1640s, animating spirit, the human spirit or mind, from Latin psyche, from Greek psyche, the soul, mind, spirit, life, one's life, the invisible animating principle or entity which occupies and directs the physical body, understanding, the mind, as the seat of thought, faculty of reason, also ghost, spirit of a dead person, probably akin to psyching, to blow, breathe, also to cool, to make dry. So that was psyche, the human spirit or mind, right? And it also says the soul. And then we could go back inside the private chat again, go to the next definition, which is psychology. And it says psychology, noun, 1650s, the study of the soul. And it says from modern Latin, psychologia, probably coined mid-16th century in Germany by Melanchthon, from Latinized form of Greek psyche. Hold on. Breathe, spirit, soul, see psyche, in which we just ran over psyche. And it says logia, study of, or see, logi, the meaning, science, or study of the phenomena of the mind, is attested by 1748 in reference to Christian Wolff's psychologia, or psychologia, Empirica, 1732. The modern behavioral sciences sense is from the early 1890s. And that was psychology, the study of the soul. So, when you say one is out of their mind, really means one, in other words, one is out of their soul.
Out of their soul.
Or, hey, right.
I'm going to say this, not to just cut you off, but hey, I see a lot of people, man, who just be out of their soul, who be out of their mind, you know?
Right.
It comes with, man, it could come from bad eating. It can come from drugs. It can come from alcohol, which
right.
We talked about alcoholism a while back.
Yes, sir.
Man, people be really out of their mind, really out of their body, out of their soul. Their soul has actually left their body and actually something else has actually entered,
right,
and is controlling them. So, man, I actually have a sister, man, that, you know, they tried to diagnose with bipolar schizophrenia, you know, and I see, like, the difference in how she used to act from when we was growing up all the way up until now. But it started with just her taking weed. And sometimes people don't know how to control that. You see what I'm saying? And even
right.
though they think they do, they don't. And it's the same with alcohol. Some people think they know how to control that, but they don't. You know, some people can't control it. Some people can't. Some people just, you know, hey, it's just a form of forgetting who they really are, because you won't be able to tell who those people actually are when they get out of this. When they get out of their soul, they're a whole different person.
For sure.
So, yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I had a clip to play. I don't know if we got time for that one on dementia, or you just want to go straight into it and just leave it for the end. How you want to do it?
Either or is fine with me. I mean, I'm just paying God. I got time today. I'm on chill.
All right, for sure. Well, we'll go on a break, and then we'll come back and finish the Wikipedia version of dementia.
All right.
All right, peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods.
Dementia is the general term for a group of diseases or conditions that cause impairment to a person's thinking, memories, or decision-making. Disorders grouped under the general term dementia are caused by abnormal brain changes. These changes trigger a decline in thinking skills, also known as cognitive abilities, severe enough to impair daily life and independent function. They also affect behavior, feelings, and relationships. Though dementia mostly affects older adults, it is not a part of normal aging. Many people live into their 90s and beyond without any signs of dementia. According to World Health Organization, about more than 55 million people live with dementia worldwide, and there are nearly 10 million new cases every year. It is also the seventh leading cause of death among all diseases and one of the major causes of disability and dependency among older people globally. There are several different forms of dementia, including Alzheimer's disease. A person's symptoms can vary depending on the type. The signs and symptoms linked to dementia can be understood in three stages. The early stage of dementia is often overlooked because the onset is gradual. Common symptoms may include forgetfulness, losing track of the time, becoming lost in familiar places. As dementia progresses to the middle stage, the signs and symptoms become clearer and may include becoming forgetful of recent events and people's names, becoming confused while at home, having increasing difficulty with communication, needing help with personal care, experiencing behavior changes, including wandering and repeated questioning. The late stage of dementia is one of near total dependence and inactivity. Memory disturbances are serious, and the physical signs and symptoms become more obvious and may include becoming unaware of the time and place, having difficulty recognizing relatives and friends, having an increasing need for assisted self-care, having difficulty walking, experiencing behavior changes that may escalate and include aggression. Said before, there are many forms of dementia. These include Alzheimer's disease. This is the most common cause of dementia, accounting for 60 to 80% of cases. It is caused by changes in the brain, including abnormal buildups of proteins, known as amyloid plaques and tau tangles. The trademark symptom is trouble remembering recent events, such as a conversation that occurred minutes or hours ago. Gila dementia. It is a form of dementia caused by conditions that interrupt the flow of blood and oxygen to the brain. Symptoms vary depending on the area and size of the brain impacted. Lewy body dementia. It is a form of dementia caused by abnormal deposits of the protein alpha-synuclein, called Lewy bodies. In this, people may have movement or balance problems like stiffness or trembling. Many people also experience changes in alertness, including daytime sleepiness. They may also experience visual hallucinations. Frontotemporal dementia. It is associated with abnormal amounts or forms of the proteins tau and TDP43. This type of dementia most often leads to changes in personality and behavior because of the part of the brain it affects. There may also be problems with language skills like speaking or understanding. Mixed dementia. Sometimes more than one type of dementia is present in the brain at the same time, especially in people aged 80 and older. For example, a person may have Alzheimer's disease and vascular dementia. Dementia is caused by damage to brain cells. This damage interferes with the ability of brain cells to communicate with each other. The brain has many distinct regions, each of which is responsible for different functions. When cells in a particular region are damaged, that region cannot carry out its functions normally, causing symptoms of dementia. There is no one test to determine if someone has dementia. Doctors diagnose Alzheimer's and other types of dementia based on a careful medical history, a physical examination, laboratory tests, and the characteristic changes in thinking, day-to-day function, and behavior. There is currently no treatment available to cure dementia. Anti-dementia medicines and disease-modifying therapies developed to date have limited efficacy and are primarily labeled for Alzheimer's disease. We hope this video is beneficial for you. Please support us by subscribing to our channel.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods, man. That was a powerful clip, man. A very, very informational.
Hey, for real.
Yeah. You know, like I was saying, like you were saying, to be honest, you know, we find it a lot, we are finding it a lot more common now for the younger generations to have a sign of dementia than the older people. They try to use it as Alzheimer's for the older people, but, you know, I think that's all, it's all the same if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've gotten to a later stage of it, but, I remember growing up, man, my mama used to always tell me, she said, drink plenty of water. You want to be as smart as an elephant. She said, because the elephant always remember everything. Always. Oh. You know? So, man, you know, this is the reason why I'm instilling in my children, like, you know, when you eat, you are not eating for yourself. You are eating for your organs. You know what I'm saying? Like, every part of your body, that's what you're eating for. So if you need your mind to think, then you definitely need to feed it. Because it's not going to think, or it's not going to use all the cells in the brain to be utilized if you're not feeding the brain, period.
Exactly.
Same thing for your heart, your liver. Your lungs, all these different parts of your body have to have something that feeds it in order for it to operate. And it's the same way with a car, you know. So if you're not feeding it, man, you're gonna start noticing that those parts of your body start it starts giving you signs that it's going out. And that's like one of the first signs, like you say, of dementia, to be able to tell you, like, hey, look, hey, I need food. I need to be able to think for you, you know?
Exactly.
I'm losing memory. So, yeah, man. And I've been doing good, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been doing good, guy. Like, I haven't smoked a blunt, man, in almost 2 years. You see what I'm saying? So,
hey, that's beautiful.
It's been a blessing. It's been a blessing. So, and I definitely feel the difference. Feel the difference. That's a blessing to me.
Nah, no doubt. And, you know, just, you know, to add on to the things that you're talking about, you know, the video talks about losing brain cells, right? And everybody knows, or well, at least a majority of the people out there know that when you smoke, you are killing brain cells. We already know this. Come on. So if you're doing that, right, guess what? You smoke today, you're killing brain cells today. You smoke tomorrow, you're killing even more brain cells. So
Fast.
You got to put yourself and your mind inside that state thinking, like, you know, for the longevity of life. So I don't want to experience the feeling of, you know, my own children. I know I was there for their birth, in the hospital, everything, and one day I don't remember who these people are.
Right.
You know,
definitely.
That's sad. You know, so
it is, and I know that can be hurtful to the people that are experiencing that. You feel
exactly.
Me?
So, your children could feel some type of way.
Right.
You know,
so most definitely, man. That is true. For real. Yeah. So, all right, well, let's go into the chat again. Did you want to continue reading, or you want me to read this?
All right, I'll let you hop in on that one.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna go back into the private chat where we got dementia and Wikipedia. Click on that, and it reads: dementia is a syndrome associated with many neurodegenerative diseases, most commonly Alzheimer's, which is characterized by a general decline in cognitive abilities that impacts a person's ability to perform everyday activities, which is true, because, you know, when you meet someone who actually have Alzheimer's, they are doing the exact same thing. They're just sitting there. You know, I actually visited my partner whose mom had Alzheimer's, and she was young. You know, I call 50 and 60. You still young.
You still young.
You feel me? I think she was almost 60 years old, and she had Alzheimer's, and I was just like, wow, that is crazy, you know. But he would literally, you know, the crazy part, you can actually see what is creating the problem. This goes back to the saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Right.
So, I remember him. She wanted a coat real bad, you know, and he go to the store for it and get her a coat, and I was just like, hey, man, I ain't gonna lie to you, like, you know, you feeding into that, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we got, if you are in control, be in control. You see what I'm saying? I'm just saying, if that was my mom, I know me and how I am today. It wouldn't be that I would be this bad person. But yes, I would definitely be in control because I want mom to live for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And
no
if
doubt.
In control, then I'm gonna do what's best for mom. Just like she was thinking, she was doing what was best for me. You feel me? So a lot of us have that opportunity to bounce our parents back and get them back on track, but we get stuck in our ways and our feelings and our emotions, and oh, she just want this and let her have that, man.
Right.
Listen, I ain't finna let my kids just have something. I'm gonna make sure. Hey, look, if I'm buying it, hey, you're gonna get what I want to give you.
Exactly.
So if I know what's right, I don't care what no one else thinks. If I'm paying for it, that's what you get. You see what I'm saying? And we all, especially as men, we have to be firm. We are losing our touch as men. I tell a lot of men that all the time. Hey, man, you are the man. You have to present yourself as the man, because if not, everyone is going to walk all over you. You know, you can't just be, portraying yourself as this man and stuff. And you know, these people are just doing what they want to do. We are the ones that go out here in the world and we learn, we find things, and we bring it back to our family. We teach. You feel me? So, I mean, but yeah, let me get back into it, because I could be all day just, you know. I could be all day just going into that, man. But alright, which is characterized by a general decline in cognitive abilities that impacts a person's ability to perform every day. This typically involves problems with memory, thinking, behavior, or motor control.
Go ahead. I was just going to see if we could go into that motor control, because we know what thinking and we know what behavior is.
I was just going to say, you like, hey, that's one right there that caught my attention right there, God. I ain't
for
sure. See, like, you think about motor control, and I was just talking about vehicles. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
let's find out what this motor control is. All right, it says motor control is the regulation of movements and organisms. See, you know, I think that's the reason why. And it wasn't that I understood this definition. It was that I understood how the body works. The same as a motor vehicle. You
for
got
sure.
The brain, you got the heart, you have organs that run that vehicle. You know what I'm saying? But people will take care of their personal they physical vehicle versus their personal vehicle. You
for
know?
Sure.
Oh, we're gonna put the good gas in this, man. I gotta use 93. But when you get to your personal vehicle, you're using the
cheapest. Yeah.
You know, I used to hear this guy tell me all the time. He used to say, man, people would go out and spend $200-$300 on their outer fit. But they inner fit, they go to get the 2-for-3s.
Exactly.
Man, you know, that is crazy, bro. You know, like, hey, look, you know, if I'm going to spend a lot of money on anything, it's going to be my inner look first and then my outer look. Because my inner look got to look just as good as my outer look. And that lets you know that you are advancing in life. And that's real.
Yes, sir.
And then it goes into saying that possesses a nervous system. Motor control includes consciousness, voluntary movements, subconscious, muscle memory, and involuntary reflexes, as well as instinctual taxes. To control movement, the nervous system must integrate multi-module sensory information, both from the external world as well as proprioception, and Ellison? Is that Ellison? Elicit. Okay. Elicit the necessary signals to recruit muscles to carry out a goal. This pathway spans many disciplines, including multisensory integration, signal processing, coordination, biomechanics, and cognition, and the compensational challenges are often discussed under the term sensor motor control. All right. Successful motor control is critical to interacting with the world to carry out goals, as well as for posture, balance, and stability. A lot of us have bad posture as well. I notice it for myself because I drive all day. But as I've gotten older, I've tried my best to correct that, because I see a lot of people, you know, you normally see in other people the things that you don't want to see yourself doing. It's just like I see somebody slouching over. Normally they're slouching over, and they're going to have a hump eventually. So, you know, I noticed that I try to walk my best to walk up straight, because I don't want to catch myself slouching over. Sitting in a chair. A lot of us have bad posture when it comes to sitting in a chair. You know, a lot of us slouch when we sit in a chair. I've caught myself doing it, you know, but that has been a thing for over a long term, that you try to catch yourself as you get older. You try to correct that. But yeah, bad posture is one that having bad posture has an effect on your breathing. I looked that up a while back, and it also, you know, people that have bad posture, they also have bad breathing habits, you know, so you definitely got to be on the lookout for that. So all right, and then some researchers, mostly neuroscientists, study movement, such as Daniel Warpit and Randy Falangan, argue that motor control is the reason brains exist at all. All right, and that is, again, we was going over motor control. All right, we're gonna jump back into the section. And it says, aside from memory impairment and a disruption in thought patterns, the most common symptoms include emotional problems. I find a lot of people to be very emotional. Very, very emotional. You know, you can't say anything to them harsh, or you can't make sudden movements or do certain things. They get very emotional. That's a sign, you know. You have to be cautious of that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Emotional problems, difficulties with language, and decreased motivation. All right. So that's something to look for when you see someone who has a lack of motivation, all right? The symptoms may be described as occurring in a continuum over several stages. Dementia ultimately has a significant effect on the individual, caregivers, and on social relationships in general. A diagnosis of dementia requires the observation of a change from a person's unusual mental functioning.
One that's usual.
Person.
You get
persons. Usual. Okay. Usual. Mental functioning and a greater cognitive decline that what is caused by normal aging. One thing that was said to me was that, well, who you gonna have take care of you when you get old? Me.
Hey, for real.
I've never seen someone care for an old monkey or an old, you know what I'm saying? Man, these animals, man, when they, this time to die, they just drop dead.
Yeah.
They just drop dead. You know, that's what comes with aging. You know, your bones are not supposed to always just give out. You know, it just happens. And that's what life is about. Things just happen. I wouldn't expect for everything to just shut down, you know. Dr. Sabin was a living proof. He lived for a very long time, and that guy was able to just move around with no problem and still feel like he was in his youth. So that was someone that lived during our time. You know, so
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't expect anything better than that, anything less than that. I mean, I wouldn't accept it. So yeah, God, I'm gonna let you have the floor there, man.
All right, for sure. So if we go back inside, well, not the private chat, but continue the reading, you will see the symptoms right under that photo of the guy. It says symptoms,
right.
Decreased ability to think and remember, emotional problems with language, and decreased motivation. And a lot of people be having problems with language after they have these things called strokes as well. Start to slur a lot of words. But carry on, it says several diseases and injuries. Let me get this right. Several diseases and injuries to the brain, such as a stroke, can give rise to dementia. However, the most common cause is Alzheimer's disease, a neurodegenerative disorder. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 5th edition, DSM-5, has redescribed dementia as either a mild or major neurocognitive disorder with varying degrees of severity and many causative subtypes. The International Classification of Diseases, ICD-11, also classes dementia as neurocognitive disorder, NCD, with many forms or subclasses. So it's different. It's different classes of dementia, as we can see. And it says dementia is listed as an acquired brain syndrome marked by a decline in cognitive function, and is contrasted with neurodevelopmental disorder. And it says contrasted with neurodevelopment disorder. I'll click neurodevelopment disorder, and it says neurodevelopment disorder are a group of conditions that begin to emerge during childhood or the development of the nervous system. According to the American Psychiatric Association, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 5th edition, published in 2013, these conditions generally appear in early childhood, usually before children start school, and can persist into adulthood. the key characteristic of all these diseases is that they negatively impact a person's functioning in one or more domains of life: personal, social, academic, occupational. Depending on the disorder and deficits it has caused, all of these disorders and their levels of impairment exist on a spectrum, and affected individuals can experience varying degrees of symptoms of deficit despite having the same diagnosis. Yeah, so that was neurodevelopment disorders. It was contrasted by dementia, right? This is before a child, you know, enters into adulthood. This is all of this, the neuro disorders or mental disorders that children have, right? Could be ADHD, etc. And it says dementia is also described as a spectrum of disorders with causative subtypes of dementia based on a known disorder, such as Parkinson's disease. For Parkinson's disease dementia, Huntington's disease, for Huntington's disease, disease dementia, vascular disease, for vascular dementia, HIV infection causing HIV dementia, frontotemporal labor degeneration for frontotemporal dementia, or Lewy body disease for dementia with Lewy bodies, and prion diseases. So these are different diseases that exist, right, that affects the brain and the mental capacity of somebody. And all of them had dementia inside of them. Well, the word dementia. So these are the subtypes. And it says subtypes of neurodegenerative dementias may also be based on the underlying pathology of misfolded proteins such as synucleinopathies and tauopathies. More than one type of dementia existing together is known as mixed dementia. Man, hey, I done seen people have one dementia. Imagine having a mixture of dementia. You're going through a lot spiritually. And it says many neurocognitive disorders may be caused by another medical condition or disorder that includes brain tumors and subdural hematoma, endocrine disorders such as hypothyroidism and hypoglycemia, nutritional deficiencies including thiamine and niacin, infections, immune disorders, liver or kidney failure. Remember, you know, liver or kidney dealing with the alcohol, metabolic disorders such as Coups disease, and some leukodystrophies, leukodystrophies, and neurological disorders such as epilepsy and multiple sclerosis. Right? And it says some of the neurocognitive deficits may sometimes show improvement with treatment of the medical condition. Diagnosis is usually based on history of the illness and cognitive testing with imaging. Blood tests may be taken to rule out other possible causes that may be reversible, such as hypothyroidism, an underactive thyroid, and to determine the dementia subtype. One commonly used cognitive test is the mini mental state examination. And let's see what that one is real quick. It says the mini mental state examination, or Falstein test, is a 30-point questionnaire that is used extensively in clinical and research settings to measure cognitive impairment. It is commonly used in medicine and allied health to screen for dementia. It is also used to estimate the severity and progression of cognitive impairment and to follow the course of cognitive changes in an individual over time, therefore making it an effective way to document an individual response to treatment. So we'll go back, and it says the greatest risk factor for developing dementia is aging. However, dementia is not a normal part of aging. Many people aged 90 and above show no signs of dementia. Several risk factors for dementia, such as smoking and obesity, are preventable by lifestyle changes. Like J-Rock's mentioned earlier, you know, stopping the smoking and, you know, eating the right foods, not, you know, going with the social norms, right? Not we see Coca-Cola everywhere, but, you know, it's probably not necessarily good for our mental capacity. And it says screening the general older population for the disorder is not seen to affect the outcome. Dementia is currently the 7th leading cause of death worldwide and has 10 million new cases reported every year. 10 million new cases reported every year. That's one every 3 seconds. So someone is going through dementia, a new case of dementia right now. And again. So there is no known cure for dementia. Acetylcholinesterase. Well, that's a word right there. And it's spelled acetylcholinesterase. Inhibitors such as donepezil are often used and may be beneficial in mild to moderate disorder. The overall benefit, however, may be minor. There are many measures that can improve the quality of life of people with dementia and their caregivers. Cognitive and behavioral interventions may be appropriate for treating associated symptoms of depression. So this also could, dementia could also cause depression, as we know. And let's real quick, right? It says cognitive behavioral therapy. And it says cognitive behavioral therapy is a psychosocial intervention that aims to reduce symptoms of various mental health conditions, primarily depression and anxiety disorders. Cognitive behavioral therapy is one of the most effective means of treatment for substance abuse and co-occurring mental health disorders. CBT focuses on challenging and changing cognitive distortions, such as thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes, and their associated behaviors to improve emotional regulation and develop personal coping strategies that target solving current problems. Though it was originally designed to treat depression, its uses have been expanded to include many issues and the treatment of many mental health conditions, including anxiety, substance use disorders, marital problems, ADHD, and eating disorders. CBT includes a number of cognitive or behavioral psychotherapies that treat defined psychopathologies using evidence-based techniques and strategies. And that right there was cognitive behavioral therapy. So if you know someone dealing with any mental disorder, this could potentially help. This is the most effective, you know, treatment out there for this, or the intervention. So definitely check out cognitive behavioral therapy. Really, that's it for the show. God, you got any inputs?
No, God, man, I think it was a very, very beautiful topic to talk about. Very needed. I hope everybody that listens to it learn from it and understand what the symptoms are, and get into a healthier lifestyle. I'm good.
All right, then. I mean, we'll be back on our other show. It's a beautiful show. You know what? We'll link up on the next show. Peace to the gods.
All right, peace to the gods.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. If you woke up this morning, nigga, you winning. For real. Yeah. I got a big amount, I took a different route. I am the pick or the little. I was a juvenile, gave me community, I had to pick up some little. I want to ease it, please do not tease me, I want my ease to journal. This is the season, I got the season, don't make me sprinkle you niggas. I got my reason, you want to please me, send me the pussy, not pictures. Met her this week and fuck her this evening, she turn a freak on the liquor. Yeah, I am a boss on these bitches, yeah, I post a boss on these bitches, yeah, I have no thoughts on these bitches, yeah, rocked up across on these bitches, yeah, deal it departed, y'all is the day, on some Prince shit, you know what they say. Me and my safe got a friendship, 10 on me, thin weight, flip weight, getting paid, getting late. Bitch made, took off 6 days, 6 tray, 6-4, bounce, bitch, bounce. Hood nigga, favorite spot was the Whopper House, patty melt with the hash brown, trying to board all the pat downs, trying to board all the lane hole, weirdos in the background, blackout when I back out. Blow the horn for a pedestrian, show the ride like an equestrian. I bought the dress that she in, red bottoms in his and hers. Got a roll in his and hers, got a car in his and hers. Walk in the zoo and say pick a fur, last night was a blur to me. This morning I got two with me, I don't know what to do with me. Going ape like the zoo with me, got a tool with a screw missing. Two girls in the pool kissing, everywhere I go to ride with me. Cutting niggas acting too fishy,
Fuck y'all niggas on, man. Duffel bag forever. Just left V Live. Atlanta could never die long as Tit alive. Yeah. Look, I got a big amount. I think I'm the biggest out. Got hits and I ain't even put them out. Lit and you can't even put it out. Got the Billboard melodies. Rapping something I do on the side. Crossed over to the other side. And I didn't even have to die. Got the money and I never show it. Let a nigga try and play heroic. Michael Jackson talking to me in my dreams, and he say you bad and you know it. Better Shimon on my check then. I'm a J Prince investment. Niggas love to talk reckless. Then see me like best friends. Got the same color FN. And I never seen the inside of a Marriott or a West End. 5 stars, nothing less than. Fuck niggas on your payroll. And you let them know the safe code. And you knew them for a month though. But you call them niggas big bro. You can move in and hit hills, and we still don't live by the same code. I'm respected everywhere I go. Nigga long live bankroll. Skip the rainbow, funny style shit, and straight to the pot of gold. Some
everybody know. Sings God with the God flow.